Brandon, did you drive yourself to the arena this morning?
No, I got a ride this morning. car's in the shop right now, so.
Wow, in the shop?
Well, it's parking lot, I guess, we can call it, yeah.
How long is it going to take till you get the tires back on the
baby? I don't know. I think we got a day off tomorrow, so I'll probably figure it out then.
Do you think you're going to learn how to tire yourself by then?
I'll probably have to pay someone to do it or hire someone, so it should be expensive.
I know on camera it looked like the initial reaction that you at least verbally had was that this was a little over the top. Do you still feel that way? Do you think he had a reinforcement too?
I think he had some help for sure. That definitely was a solo man job. I don't think he can change his hire, to be honest with you. So I think he had some help for sure.
Is this the end of the prank, or is this like the beginning of a war now?
I think the white flag's coming up. I think I'm done.
Have you seen him pull off?
We had our fun.
Have you seen him pull off anything else quite like this before?
Not to this extent, no. But you know, we had a nice dinner last night, hashed it out. So I think we're on good terms now.
Did he pay for your meal at least?
He did.
Get your car fixed.
He did. Yeah. Yeah. Nice guy.
So is that, you wanted an apology? Did you get an apology too?
He wanted a video. I sent him a version of a video. I sent him one.
So he gave you the keys then?
What's that?
He gave you the keys then?
I have the keys. Just I don't have the tires on it, so can't really go anywhere.
Playing against a Minnesota, your old team, you know, you've been through it already, but does that help to have that behind you and maybe feel like this is a normal game?
Yeah, this is the third time we're facing them here, so kind of know what to expect. You know, it doesn't get easier playing your friends, but, you know, there's no friends out there, so... Just got to get a big one tonight for him.
Was it just you and Flurry at dinner?
No. We had a big group of guys. Yeah.
So, I mean, this probably is a nod to the bond and, you know, what you had there, the connection. I mean, he would do this, you know, with you if you were just some other teammate.
I hope he thinks we're good friends. So, I'll take it as a compliment or something like that, you know.
Was it a decent steak dinner?
It was a steak dinner, yeah. Yeah. Had a nice steak, some good sides too, so it's great.
Usually I never do pranks, you know, but I think it was well known that he got my car last time, right? So, in a few days, you know, I knew we were coming back here. And, you know, yesterday we had a lot of time because we flew in from Chicago the night before, right? So, yeah, I had a lot of time to go shopping and a little work.
Shopping Home Depot?
Yeah, Home Depot, yeah.
Did you get some supplies?
I did. My Uber driver wasn't impressed by me, maybe, but still very helpful. So, thank him.
He thinks you had a co-conspirator, someone who helped you. Is that all you?
I don't know. I don't want to reveal, but I kind of want to take all the credit. You know, I did add some help. Fine gentleman helped me out to the process, you know, so it was good.
He said you can't change a tire, so he thought somebody else.
I can't change?
Yeah, he said you can't change a tire.
I can't. He can't. That's his problem.
It's still the way it was yesterday.
He's still going to go to the parking lot. Yeah. This guy, jeez.
He said he'll deal with it tomorrow on the day off.
On the day off, he might need a little YouTube, you know, just to figure it out. Tutorial.
Sure. The pansies in the flower garden.
Say it again?
The pansies? The pansies in the flower garden.
Honestly, nothing. I was a little bit on a rush, you know, and I picked up the nice colors and the nice flowers I like, you know, and I went with it, yeah.
What did the Uber driver say when you had all that stuff in this, to put in his trunk on the way?
I thought that was a lot, a little bit messy. He brought in his... floor mats, you know, from up front and the back, yeah, so we could, you know, put the dirt and the, but it wasn't the dirt, it was bags were still leaking and the cement blocks, you know, so that was good, smart.
It's funny that Jared Bednar said he kind of faulted Brandon a little bit because he said, why are you bringing your car to the rink? Why are you giving him a chance?
But I was going to find it anyhow.
You've seen a lot of pranks that you've pulled over the time. Where does this rank?
I like this one. I think it's probably on the top of the list, right? I like the one that takes time, takes slow work, teamwork. I like that too. The guys, you know, get low. So you don't just laugh by yourself, you know, you got some friends to laugh with. And
Have you ever put somebody's tires on cinder blocks like that before?
No, never did. First try, but it went pretty well, so it might happen again.
He said he threw the white flag. You win. It's over.
Yeah.
Waving it.
He's waving the white flag.
Yeah. I wanted a Napoli 2 video, you know?
You got it.
I got it last night, yeah. Maybe I should... I'm debating. Maybe. I think it's kind of funny, though. Yeah, I think I might... Yeah,
did he really apologize, or did he get it? Was it a sincere apology?
It could have been more sincere, I think. He could have been better at it. But I still take it, you know? Yeah.
And he got a steak dinner out of it, he said.
Yeah, but I owed him dinner since his time with us, so we're just I pay my dues, you know. Yeah.
You wouldn't do this if you didn't have some type of kinship or friendship.
No,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it kind of shows how hockey is work, it's business, but it's still fun, and these guys are still your friends.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we see each other every day, you know. Obviously, you know, he goes up through the ups and downs, you know, together and stuff, but we spend so much time together, and he's a good kid, you know, he's always in for a good laugh, you know, so, yeah, I would rather do it to him than Zuki, who might be a little more pissed off about it. I think you gotta choose your crowd a bit, yeah.
How do you pass security?
He's flurry. Everyone knows you.
I don't know. I can say that. No, they're doing their job, you know, but they got busy with something else, you know, there, so we took advantage of it. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you make of Allstead's game the other night? How cool was that to watch him rebound from Dallas?
Yeah, good for him to have, like, another, another crack at it, right? And right away played, you know, obviously very well, and get a win, get a shout out, you know. I remember my first one, it's always very special and good feeling, right? So I was happy for him.
Yeah.